Blog Talk Radio.
And thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in, we give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe. Welcome to another weekly broadcast of Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013. We ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday night, Dr. James Jones. You can find him on Facebook as James Jones, as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon and Unity Design. Check out Unity Design on the World Wide Web at UNITEE unitydesign.com, unitydesign.com. Please reach out to them, support them as they support what's happening in Detroit with New Era Detroit and a few other things that are going on. And, of course, we never want to forget our confined brothers and sisters who are in the belly of the beast. So please reach out and support the Free Alabama Movement. You can find them at freealabamamovement.com as well as the Free Ohio Movement at freeohiomovement.org. I just want to give a shout-out to the Black Liberation University headed up by Ajay Tayembe. You can find Brother Ajay on Facebook as well. We had an awesome presentation on Friday with a few brothers who were from across the country. I was the only female represented, but we had an awesome discussion live on Facebook. You can, I'm sorry, on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and search Black Liberation University on YouTube. You also can look for Brother Ajay Tayembe on Facebook, and I'm going to teach you how to spell his name, A-G-Y-E-I, Ajay Tayembe, T-Y-E-H-I-M-B-A. Again, Ajay Tayembe, A-G-Y-E-I, T-Y-E-H-I-M-B-A. Please reach out to him on Facebook, and if you can, go to YouTube and, again, search for Black Liberation University, and you'll be able to look up the dialogue. I'm probably going to play it as a listen-in session once it's mashed up and edited. So be looking out, come in the near future. And so tonight we were going to continue part two of our dialogue with Sister Tammy Lilly, who is in Houston, and she's an accountant and tax consultant. And she has an exciting workshop coming up on January the 28th there in Houston. It's free and open to the public, and they are going to be discussing tax preparation, how to better use and save your money. You also can get discounted tax preparation fees of only $100. It's going to be January the 28th from 12 until 5 p.m. at Charity Missionary Baptist Church, 4815 Reed Road, Houston, Texas, 77033. And the pastor there is Dr. K. Nickelberry Lilly. The phone number is area code 720-403-6217. Again, if you're in the Houston, Texas area, there is going to be a free economic workshop, tax literacy and accounting workshop coming up January 28th, this Saturday from 12 until 5. The address is Charity Missionary Baptist Church, 4815 Road, Houston, Texas, 77033. And the phone number there is 720-403-6217. And so as I was preparing for tonight's broadcast while we wait for Sister Lilly to join us, I came across an article that said the top five documents your accountant needs to do your small business taxes. And so number one is listed the financial statements. Financial statements are a basic set of financial documents comprised of a balance sheet, an income statement, and a cash flow statement. For tax purposes, the income statement is the one most used by your accountant, but he or she will also want to see the company's assets and liabilities. Number two is a list of capital assets activities. If you bought, sold, or disposed of any capital assets in your company during the year, you must account for it in your tax return. Your accounting software will allow you to print out a list of all your capital assets activities for the year, and this will give you your accountant enough details to classify any changes. If your listing does not specify the exact nature of the assets being bought and sold, make notes in the margin. Three is a vehicle log. If you sometimes use your own car for business purposes, you can claim a portion of the car's operating expenses as a tax deduction against your business income. The IRS allows you to calculate this one for two ways. One, the actual expenses method starts with adding up all of your vehicle's operating expenses, loans, interest, lease costs, gas repairs, maintenance, insurance, etc. Next, divide the miles driven for business by the total miles driven in the year and apply the resulting percentage to the operating costs. This is your allowable deduction. And two, the simplified method allows you to apply an IRS-mandated mileage rate to the total business miles driven in the year for the tax year. The standard mileage deduction is 0.57 cents per mile. Under both methods, you are required to keep track of your business mileage in a vehicle log. This can be as simple as jotting dates, descriptions, and miles into a blank notebook, or you can use software like QuickBooks Self-Employed to help keep track of your mileage and automate this deduction. Whatever method you prefer, make sure to provide this vehicle log to your accountant at the end of the year. For a summary of home office expenses, if your home office is your sole place of business, or if you regularly meet clients or customers there, you can generally claim home office expenses. These expenses include a percentage of your utilities, repairs and maintenance, home insurance, and mortgage interest or rent. You can calculate your home office deduction by dividing the square footage of your office space by the livable square footage of your house, or by dividing the number of rooms your home office occupies by the total numbers of rooms in the house. Using either formula, multiply your total home expenses by the home office percentage. Some accountants will ask for all of your original receipts, while others will only want the summary. Be sure to ask what your accountant expects you to provide and prep those documents. Like the vehicle deductions, you can also use a simplified method to claim your home office deduction. The simplified method allows you to deduct $5 per square foot of a portion of your home used for business. And number five, Form 1098 for mortgage interest and property tax. Your mortgage company likely issues you an IRS Form 1098 at the end of the year that summarizes your mortgage interest and property tax payments throughout the year. Your accountant may ask you for these forms to claim the mortgage interest deduction that all homeowners are entitled to, and he or she will also need them as a part of your home office deduction. If you carry multiple mortgages, be sure to provide Form 1098 for each one. Everyone knows that tax time can bring about lots of stress and frustration, but by being prepared and working with your accountant, you can expedite the process and avoid a few headaches. For more tax time tips, see our guide to itemized deductions. And this is a QuickBooksIntuit.com page and reference material. So it's out there in the World Wide Web if you choose to search it. Again, the title of this particular piece was The Top 5 Documents Your Accountant Needs to Do Your Small Business Taxes. And there are a lot of small businesses that are cropping up and have cropped up, especially with deregulation and the need to have more reachable, if you will, and doable jobs within our community. So please reach out to your accountant and tax consultant before you get ready to go see them so you can be as prepared as possible. So I'm going to go ahead and open up tonight's guest, Sister Lily. Hey, Sister Lily, welcome to Sign in the Times. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Good to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on again. I'm excited.
Likewise. And you've got that awesome event coming up. I did read the information out at the beginning of the broadcast. So please, you know, just tell the listeners what they can expect this Saturday, the 28th, from 12 until 5.
Well, yes, ma'am. I am, like you said, I'm doing an event. I'm actually calling it Tax Day at Charity Missionary Baptist Church. It's a neighborhood church. Ultimately, at the end, I will be doing some tax preparation, low-cost tax preparation for my attendees who will be there. I have a young lady that's coming in and helping out with budgeting tips. I will be doing some credit education on the importance of credit because most people don't understand credit and how it works and how important it is and how it saves you money. Even if you don't get any credit cards, it makes all the world a difference when you go and get car insurance, whether you're getting just various things. It makes a difference when you decide you want to buy a house, if you decide you want to get a house, if you're just renting, you know. So those are one of the things I'm covering, as well as some investment options. I have a couple young ladies that's coming in and talking about things that they're doing and businesses that they have, and how that affected their life. For those who are looking to, don't know what they want to do, but know they want to have an extra stream of income coming in, as well as I'm doing what I'm calling a tax vision board. What is your plans for your taxes other than just blowing it? You have to have a plan. When you have that much money on you, you have $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on you, you have to have a plan. You know, if you don't have a plan, you start spending, you know, start just spending all willy nilly. You look up, that money can go very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, toward the end, I will start doing this kind of tax preparation for those people who attend. Allow me to lend me their ear. I will be doing low-cost preparation fee for $100. Anybody that has got their taxes prepared before know that those fees can easily climb $300, $400, $500 with a return. So I'm offering as a discounted price, as well as we're also offering some cash advances in light of the fact that they're having a delay with the earned income credit refunds and additional child tax credit refunds. So this is my first one I've done. I'm super excited about it. I definitely ultimately would like to kind of, you know, shed some light on some things, some finances, teaching people in the neighborhood and those who want to attend how to spend smarter versus just spending all willy-nilly.
Wow. Okay, so you mentioned quite a few things that are going to be happening. Again, it's from 12 to 5 at Charity Missionary Baptist Church there in Houston, Texas. Sis, can you, for those who might not have had the opportunity to hear the broadcast last week, can you re-familiarize the listeners with who you are and how you got involved in the accounting and tax preparation field?
Well, I've been doing taxes for a little over 16 years. I started out working for somebody else. It was initially something to do. I had just had my oldest baby, and it was something to do where it didn't really require me to spend a whole lot of time away from him because he was a premature baby. And I got into it, and I actually was good at it, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy working with customers. I enjoy just the whole interaction. So it just kind of it grew from there. It grew into something that I did seasonally. Worked at a couple other places that did, you know, offer the tax preparation service. I had the opportunity of working with a company who we worked with tax preparation all year long with people that had tax issues. I didn't really too much care for a lot of the business practices that they was doing, so it was kind of that thing where either you just deal with it, walk away from it, or try taking it and perfect it the way you see fit, the way it's in your heart to fit. I decided to do KRC Tax and Accounting Services because I basically wanted to have a company that cared about their people. That people was just more than there was more than just a number. There was more than just people coming in and getting the taxes out. I wanted to give that that personal touch because this is a time of year that people are having such a large amount of money in their pocket, in their bank accounts, and they really don't have a sense of direction with it. So I started with it 3 years ago. Kind of worked with it, had an opportunity to talk to a few people, so I kind of stepped back and say, well, I don't think I'm being as effective as I want to be. I don't think I am really stepping into my destiny. I don't think I'm really, you know, doing what I feel like God's calling is for me. And so I decided to do something a little bit different this year to to help some people, to help better some people's lives, you know, instead of, you know, doing the same old, same old. A few years back, I was that person that just got that return and splurged it. And I did something differently, you know. I actually can physically say that I can walk outside my house and I can still see the money I got and see it at work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at this particular point in time. And that's where KRC Tax and Accounting Services has grown from.
Wow, you put in a lot of work. Much respect to you for your perseverance and having your vision to realize that, you know, we are lacking in the area of economic literacy. And, you know, this is a big part, getting smarter and wiser about not only how we spend our money, but when we don't spend our money, what other alternatives there are to maybe investing in something that, like you said, you're going to be able to see the fruits of your labor, if you will. It's not just going to disappear mm-hmm. into the abyss. And one of the other things we said last week was that, you know, the tow truck guy is not going to pull up in June to repossess the car you knew you couldn't afford.
Yes,
so, thank you, sis. Yes, yes. And, okay, so when we look at the field of accounting and tax preparation, why is it important to hire someone who is an accountant and has that familiarity with, you know, the tax laws and things like that? Why can't we just do it ourselves on a homemade computer with what we have at home? Why is it better to hire someone?
Well, you definitely want to ensure that you're doing things in a right manner. There are certain things that may cause an issue, the way you file. You're putting dependents in, and you're ensuring that you're getting the best out of your return. The reality is, you know, a lot of people do take the time out to do their own return, and they don't realize that they're actually overlooking some credit. They don't realize they're overlooking some deductions that can actually benefit their return. They don't have the expertise of somebody telling them, hey, if you wind up owing this year, what can you do differently next year or throughout the year that's going to prevent you from owing? You definitely, we decide that I'm going to do it all myself. And the reality is you can't do it all yourself because you have to get somebody with the expertise. That's just like having somebody fix your plumbing. I'm going to go out there and mm-hmm. I'm going to fix my own plumbing. No, you're going to get up and then you're going to tear up some stuff because you don't know what you're doing. So it's the same concept. Mm-hmm. You let people help you in their field of study, help them in their field of expertise. So I may not be as good as the next person with doing plumbing, doing electrical work. So mm-hmm. If that's not your area, you definitely don't want to attempt it because you end up doing yourself a disjustice by trying to do something that's not your area and you have no idea what you're doing. So, no, I do not suggest somebody doing their return for themselves. You know, if you have, for example, if you have somebody that has some stock, your thing is, okay, well, I'm going to put the stock that I sold it for. If you don't know you're supposed to go in and put what you bought it for first, you'll end up owing more money on something that you may have took a loss on versus something or you took less of a gain on. You know, if you sold it for $100, it's not your capital gain is not $100. You know, it might be something different. You need somebody that's going to come in and show you, hey, you need to put this in as that. Let me do this for you so I can make sure that you don't owe, you know, $20,000 versus owing $2,000. So we just in life, we just have to learn how to stay in our own lane and do things that's according to our expertise. Stop, you know, stop trying to do everything yourself and you end up messing up stuff.
And so if a person is going to come see you, what all should an individual or a business, a small business bring to when you are preparing their taxes?
Well, it all depends on the type of business that they have. If they have their businesses to the point where they are entering everything into a database and they have profit and loss statements, they want to bring that. If they're just working by receipts, they want to bring their receipts. If they're working through their bank account, PayPal, they want to bring me that. They want to bring their information, their ID, because you have to have your ID in order to electronically file a return because they have to ensure that you are who you are. Social Security cards, mm-hmm. Dependent Social Security cards, have a correct spelling of the kid's name. And sometimes if you don't bring the kid's Social Security cards, like, for example, if your kid has two middle names, and for whatever reason, when they went in and put your kid's name in there, they put it as the kid having two last names, but you know your kid has two middle names, but you don't know that they put your child as having two middle names or two last names. So we bring that in. We look over that. Any W-2s, any documents that you received in the mail that says specifically tax documents, they usually, you know, when people send you certain reports and so forth, they label them real good and they let you know that this is a tax document and you need to bring it in. Even if you don't think it even has any, you know, relevance, you still want to bring it in because you don't know. You know, your tax preparer,
mm-hmm.
he is trained, and she would know, be able to let you know, hey, this is something that is going to benefit you. This is something that's really not going to make a difference. Yes, we could put it on there because it may make a small difference or it may make a big difference. So, you definitely want to bring all your documentation in that you have to ensure that he or she is able to give you as an accurate return and the best out of your return.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get ready to file, does it matter if you are self-employed versus being a small business on how you file?
If you're a small business, it depends on the type of entity that you have it set up as. If you haven't went and filed any paperwork, haven't went and got an EIN number or did any type of state filing, then you're considered self-employed. You consider a sole proprietor. So those are typically Schedule C documentation. It just depends on the type of business, you know. Of course, you let your preparer know what type of business it is, whether you're a farmer. That's a totally different form. Totally different form. So you definitely want to, you know, let your preparer know what type of business it is, and he or she should be able to know what type of form you should be filing on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it depends on how you're set up and, whether you are a small business or a self-employed person.
Yeah, just because you're a small business doesn't necessarily mean you automatically is self-employed. It just depends on how you have set up your business.
You were going to say something?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so when we look at the tax laws, I know you mentioned something about credits and things like that. Are there any new tax laws that have changed since last season that, our people should be aware of as they prepare to file for this year?
There's no big major changes. A lot of things that changed throughout the year is the actual figures. Far as, you know, earned income credit, digital child tax credit, there's nothing that calls right off the top of my head that a person should be made aware of. The big major thing they did is the particular refund delay. That's a big, huge thing with everybody.
And what is that?
They have set out a delay for anybody who receives earned income tax credit or additional child tax credit. They will not be getting their refund before February 15th.
Wow.
And they actually opened it up. I'm sorry, and I was just saying they just opened it up yesterday to start processing electronically filed returns as well.
Okay, is there a reason why that happened?
Well, I believe that it has a lot to do with a lot of fraudulent stuff that has been going on in previous years. The IRS has became very close at cross-referencing information. The IRS would be able to know if your kid's name is spelled correctly, if the kid's Social Security number is incorrectly placed in. So they cross-reference things. And so I believe that's a lot of what's going on. There's been a lot of fraudulent activity going on in previous years on both ends with the taxpayer as well as the tax preparer. This is a time of season where there's a lot of money, you know, exchanging hands, a lot of money being paid out. And so when you get involved with a lot of money, people figure out different ways to, you know, capitalize on, you know, the money, you know, identity theft. And they really have a lot of issues with that. And so basically I think that's a check system to allow them to be able to look a little further at those particular returns so they can ensure that you are who you are. You're actually entitled to get this particular credit. And that you're just not doing any fraudulent things on your return, trying to inflate your income and inflate your refund.
Wow. And so I know the new administration has just started, and, you know, it's probably too soon, but have you heard anything that might be coming in the future that self-employed or individuals should be, or even small businesses should be?
No, ma'am, I haven't heard of anything, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. And so, okay, so we get, you know, prepared all year long, and we try to keep track of our records and our spending. Is it possible, can someone basically prepare their paperwork and then bring it to you to have it certified and signed off on, or do you prefer to get it from, you know, from its infancy stage, so to say, and work it all the way through to the finalized return?
Me personally, I prefer to do it myself. Then I know that it's done correctly, but I will accept, you know, returns. And I'll kind of look over as well to make sure everything is correct. Now, if they come to me with their return and they thought they have prepared it correctly and want me to send it off, then if it's not correct, then it still is a preparation for me because I've had to go and correct it.
Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, and you know, even if you look at, like you mentioned before, some of the credits that people are qualified for but they just don't know about, I mean, that's where your expertise and your experience come into play.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what can an individual or business do all year long to prepare and make sure your job is as easy as it can be?
Keep paperwork. You can, instead of just throwing all your receipts off into a box, categorize them. If you do transactions through the bank, that actually would allow them to be on paper instead of being, you know, in scattered receipts. So that would definitely be something that would help out tremendously if, you know, the receipts are in order. I will accept them as they are, but of course, if it means that I have to sort through them and so forth, that would require additional fee. But I will. I'm more than happy to do that for a client. If there's anything you have questions with throughout the year, I encourage a business owner to ask, because it's better to know now, you know, why you're going throughout the year, if you're doing something incorrect or if it's something more you could do, versus waiting to the end of the year and you come with your documentation and then I say, well, you know you could have did this or you should have done that. You know, I'm open to questions. You know, I'm year-round. So anytime somebody wants to ask me a question. If I can't answer it for whatever reason, I definitely get the answer for you.
That's awesome. Now, tell the listeners how they can reach out to you. And do you have a website?
Yes, ma'am. My local number here is 832-443-8177. I am equipped to do all returns in all states. My website is www.krctaxacct.net. Like KRC Tax and abbreviation for accounting, account and .net. My email is krctaxacct at gmail.com. That's pretty much my I'm listed and on Facebook as Tammy Lilly. I can be reached by Twitter as well. My Twitter handle is capital KRC tax and then account tax services, sorry. So if for whatever reason you can't get in touch with me, feel free to leave a telephone number, leave a message, or simply just text me. If you have a question, you know, I answer questions via text as well.
That's great, sis. We appreciate you. You know, let me ask you this. What does someone do if they are audited? I know people, you know, have this fear of the IRS, like it's the big scary monster. So what can a person do if they're audited or there was an error made on a previously filed return and it gets sent back? Then can they come to you for services like that?
Yes, ma'am, you definitely can come to me. Keeping very good receipts, very good records help out tremendously because basically all the audit is doing is they want to see your records of different transactions that you've done. So they're just looking at your return in a closer light. So you definitely can come to me. I actually have an enrolled agent that can help you out with that. If it's something that's a little bit too big for myself. So, yes, ma'am. I'm here for them through every step of the way. If it's an error, I definitely can help them out with that as well. It's probably always easier to go back to the preparer that you originally went to, but if for whatever reason that person's not available or you don't feel comfortable going back to them, I am, you know, here to help.
Well, that's awesome, sis. Now, like you said, when people come to the workshop on Saturday, you're offering them a discounted rate. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yes, like you said, I am offering at a discounted rate. They get all the benefits of being a full paying for paying full service. I complete return. All I ask is that they participate in the workshop activities and they get, you know, the discounted price of from myself.
Okay. So do you guarantee you guarantee your work? I know a lot of the other companies, the big companies, they say that they'll go to court with you and all that kind of stuff. How do you guarantee your work?
Well, we do offer audit protection service. So if they can pay additional for that, which would cover them for anything as far as errors, they will actually help them throughout the process. And like I said, I do have a agent on call. So if for whatever reason something happens and they need representation in front of the IRS.
Okay, that's good to know. Wow, that makes that discount an even greater investment to know that it comes with a, you know, somewhat of a satisfaction guarantee.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So Now, on Saturday, they're going to arrive at the workshop, and they're going to be there for 5 hours. Can you talk about some of the things that are going to be happening during that time span, and should they bring lunch, or will it be refreshments served? How would you like listeners to be involved in what's going on there on Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. I will offer refreshments. I will have light bites. Basically, they're not looking at a full 5 hours as being there, but I will be available for 5 hours, you know, throughout the whole afternoon time if they want to come and take advantage of the activities. So, no, I'm not looking for them to stay the whole 5 hours, but I am there for the 5 hours as well as, you know, we will have some snacks there for them. If they bring in their children, we'll try to have some activities for the children as well.
That's awesome. Okay, so what changes have you seen in spending habits in the past 10 years? We've seen a lot of things happen economically from George Bush to President Obama. So can you talk about some of the changes that you've seen in spending habits, and are they good ones, and are there things that people should invest more in when it comes to their spending and filing in their taxes?
I think, well, with a lot of the client base that I've came across, pretty much if you don't realize there's something wrong with how you're doing things or seeing a better way, then you're going to continue to do things the same way. So I think when a person does something 1 year, they probably pretty much do the same thing over and over again. I really haven't seen much difference in the change, and that's the reason why I put together the workshop, is to kind of, you know, hopefully I can come make some changes, you know, in how people spend their tax return, this tax refund, make some difference in their life, you know, where they're not doing the same thing, where they're anticipating that refund every single year in order to catch up on bills or in order to buy a car. You know, I hear people all the time, you know, why can't wait till I get my tax refund? And it just kind of, you know, don't really sit really well with me, because they're not talking about something that's going to better their life. They're talking about something that they just want and can't normally get, but they just want it, and it has no real value. You know, I've heard somebody talking about phones. I've heard people talking about getting another car. And you just have to be mindful about how you spend your money. You have to spend your money on purpose, you know, have mm-hmm. a purpose for them.
That's right, and you said that you can go into your yard and see where your purpose has been applied, where you've taken the money that you were able to make and reinvested into something that's going to, you know, provide further resources for you and your family. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Well, I tell people all the time, I live on a farm. A few years back, I've actually invested in livestock. Livestock was one of those things that, you know, it's not a quick investment, but it is an investment. And basically what I'm doing is I breed livestock. I've purchased chickens to bring a stream of income for myself, such as selling the eggs or selling the beef or something like that. Each one of my cows is probably $1,200, and I can look out there and I can physically see my money and where it went to, you know, versus somebody that goes and get hair, or they go and get the nails done, or get these things that really don't have any value to, and it's not going to better your life. It's not going to, you know, you can't sell your nails off your hand and put your kids through college. You know, if I fall upon hard times for whatever reason, I can go out there and I can sell a cow. And mm-hmm. that will give me my leg up that I need. You know, things happen, you know. we fall into these ruts, you know, jobs don't come through, just various things can happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so again, going back to retaining all is the receipts that you can, that you spend on your business, even if it may seem, you know, incidental, people should be encouraged to maintain their receipts as much as possible and how much they spend in running and sustaining the business. Now, one of the things that I read in the beginning was how you calculate your office space and how you can use that as a part of, you know, filing your taxes and things like that. How important is that? Do people have a tendency to forget that? Because I don't know if I would exactly know how to calculate it, let alone remember actually including it in my tax return.
Well, in order to do that, if you actually have an office space, it has to be a designated office space. You have to know your square footage of your space and what the square footage of the home is. And so whatever percentage of the home it is, whether it's 20% of your home, 10% of your home, 5% of your home, then those are the write-offs that you can write off far as your rent or your mortgage or your utilities. So you take the percentage, the 5% of all your household expenses far as things to maintain your home, utilities, mortgage, and so forth, and you can write that off under your office space that you use. Any type mm-hmm. of office equipment, whether you have a printer, those certain things are depreciable. Whether you have a computer, you depreciate those things. Software, and definitely can write all those down. You can take all your expenses all at one time, but you have to make sure that you cannot get rid of them. If for whatever reason you get rid of that computer and you took all your depreciation all at one time, then you're actually supposed to pay that money back if you didn't keep it for that extended period of time, whether it's 5 years or 3 years. Each item has a different depreciation period.
Okay. Well, hopefully listeners have pen and paper out and are taking good notes. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Tonight's guest is Sister Tammy Lilly out of Houston, Texas, with KRC Tax and Accounting Services. Please reach out to her via Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web, and we have her link to her business posted on Sign of the Times blog talk page on Facebook. So if you can't find it, if you didn't get a chance to write it down, please visit us on Facebook as New Power Radio Network, UAC, as well as myself as Queen Tahira. Again, you're listening to Sign of the Times. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, my beautiful people, this is Andreanne, and I'm host of the show Holistic Health and Healing on the New Power Radio Network. We all know that without your health, nothing else is worthwhile, right? I mean, what's the point of being rich if you end up spending all the time you have left and all the money you've made on the way to get back the health that was neglected on the journey? Well, let's get back to making our health and well-being a priority. Then the wealth and prosperity will automatically flow. So join us as we dive into all matters of health and well-being holistically in all areas of your life. We'll discuss the causes and effects of diseases and medical conditions and what you can do to heal from these effects. You'll hear suggestions on how to best utilize the medical establishment for your benefit instead of their profit. We'll explore all of the latest innovations in health and well-being and how to apply them in all areas of your life. In the end, we must remove everything that's creating and maintaining the pain and disease in our lives in order to treat our wounds and to heal. Here's to your holistic health. Many blessings. Peace.
Hello, I'm Dr. James Thomas Jones III, and I've just recently completed a manuscript titled Creating Revolution as They Advance, a Historical Narrative of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. This work traces the demise of the nonviolent civil disobedience of the civil rights movement and the rise of both the Black Power era and Black Panther Party. Special attention is paid to Panther leaders such as Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Fred Hampton, Eldridge Cleaver, Bunchy Carter, and Geronimo Pratt. This story is told through the view of the Panthers and details the horrific, underhanded attacks that the organization experienced at the hands of the FBI's counterintelligence program under the orders of J. Edgar Hoover. If you're looking for the true story of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, pick up a copy of Creating Revolution as They Advance, a historical narrative of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense on Amazon.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sign of the Times, everyone. My name is Queen Tahira, and you're listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Tonight's guest is Sister Tammy Lilly of Houston, Texas, KRC Tax and Accounting Services. Peace, Sister Lilly. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now, have we forgotten anything that you want the listeners to be prepared for on Saturday, and if they miss the workshop on Saturday, how should they continue to reach out to you, and will this information be available anywhere else?
Yes, ma'am. If they're not able to reach to make it to the workshop, I am still available, like I say, year-round. Number still stands the same, 832-443-8177. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to text me. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm listed under Tammy Lilly, T-A-M-M-I-E, last name L-I-L-L-Y, as well as I have a Facebook page. You can search KRC, all capital letters, Tax and Accounting Services. You can reach me through there if you have any questions or concerns, or if you're looking to get any preparation services, as well as I'm actually offering the cash advance for those who are interested in receiving that. It is offered through bank approval. There's no interest on it, so it's a no-interest advancement. So, don't hesitate to hit me up. If you have any questions, we can actually set you up to get your taxes prepared without you even leaving your home. So I have lots of convenient ways for you to get taken care of.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Okay, so the last question I have, sis, and we can go ahead and wrap up for the evening. Are there things people claim that they shouldn't, and are there things people don't claim that they should?
Well, I know as far as this year, I haven't seen anything being claimed that was not supposed to be claimed. I think that's what this whole ordeal with the delay is, kind of closing that gap for people to be claiming. Dependence was that big major thing, people claiming that they was not supposed to be claiming, claim a head of household and they're not the head of household, claiming single and they very well know they are married. just a lot of fraudulent stuff was going on in previous years. Some years back, they had a new home buyer credit that they was giving money out on if you was a new home buyer. And a lot of people was going in, and they was sweeping up that credit. And they was not – they wasn't buying a home. They were still living in an apartment. So a lot of that stuff is being closed up because a lot of preparers have actually got in trouble for that. I think a lot of that activity is being rectified and taken care of. So definitely I don't encourage anybody to do fraudulent stuff as far as their tax is concerned. It's really not worth it. Any preparers is out there doing things that's fraudulent, it's really not worth it. You could possibly be looking at jail time for that.
Wow. Okay, so take advantage of this workshop for everybody that's in the Houston area. And as Sister Lily said, she is available by text, by email, by calling, by the website for KRC Tax and Accounting Services. So, you know, reach out to her. Don't let the fear of not having the money or anything like that hold you back. She's opened up the doors of her church. She's opened up herself in her professional capacity to help us. You know, Sister Lily, I can't thank you enough for being here, and we look forward to having you back maybe as the tax season gets a little bit further along. If there's anything you want to make the listeners aware of, just feel free to reach out to me and let me know, and we'll make sure that we can get you back on the air to speak.
Okay. I'm definitely open anytime. I definitely will keep you abreast of what's going on with KRC. I see some wonderful, wonderful things going on, some wonderful growth opportunities. I do want to actually add in as well as I have partnered with a credit company that is offering credit services to get your credit back into shape. People do not take advantage and don't realize how imperative maintaining good credit is. Most people mm-hmm. would say, well, hey, I don't need a credit card. You don't have to need a credit card. Bad credit will cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over time. You know, as far as buying a car, if you're going to in-house financing, do you realize that if you had better credit, you can probably get a better car and get a better interest rate? Paying 2%, 19% is a big, huge, huge difference when it comes down to your overall paying of your car. Car insurance, you know, they say they look at your driving record, but they also look at your credit when determining on how much you're going to pay for car insurance. I mean, if you're paying $100 less, wouldn't that look a whole lot better paying 12 months $100 less? That's $1,200. So if you look mm-hmm. at that over time, that it makes a big, major difference. So please, please, please definitely take advantage of this opportunity, as well as I'm offering $20 off. The service that I offer is $87 a month. For any of my tax clients, I am offering $20 off the first month of the service with a six-month commitment. You get, so instead of paying $87 for all six, you know, per month, for 6 months you'll pay $67 the first month and then $87. So I'm offering a little tax breakout on it for my clients who want to take advantage of that, who want to get that credit freedom, get that credit worthiness. You know, how does it feel to go into a place and say, hey, I want to buy a house or I want to buy a car when my finances get to a point where I want them to be? And how hurt would you be if they tell you, hey, you can't buy a car. I don't care how much money you make, you can't buy no car here. So, and mm-hmm. you end up having to go down the street to La Shade Street car dealership that's going to sell you a lemon or sell you a car that's worth $3,000 and they sell it to you for, you know, for $7,000 or something like that. You know, I mean, just these things you able to be taken advantage of just by the mere fact of not understanding that credit has power and you have power. You need to utilize that power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my feeling about things. You know, educate yourself. When you know better, you do better. So I'm telling you better. Get that credit together. Come see me, get that credit together. You already have a tax preparer? It's okay. You can still come to me and get your credit done. I take good care of you.
Ashe. Well, thank you again, sis, and let's keep in touch, okay?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. I definitely appreciate the opportunity. We had crossed paths, and you opened up that platform for me. And you didn't have to, and I definitely appreciate it, and I am forever grateful for that. So thank you. I wish you the best of success in your blog talk and Sign of the Times. I'm super excited about what you have going on. We've had a good talk and talked about some things that you had going on in Cincinnati, and I pray to God graces his presence in your life and in your business.
Oh, thank you, sis. That gave me chills. I appreciate it. I really do because, you know, whether people realize it or not, people don't cross our paths for no reason. And it's up to us to be wise enough to engage them and see what it is that we're supposed to learn, see what it is we're supposed to pick up and gain from that person. And that's how we have to start to change the paradigm and teach our children that same skill. So that means a lot to me. It touched my heart. So I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate you as well.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my co-host, also out of the Houston area, Dr. James Jones of Prairie View University. He teaches Black history and Black studies. So I'm going to have to link you two up on Facebook, Sister Lily. He'll be here tomorrow talking about the history of Black politics and the dynamics and how we can better prepare ourselves for the future and using what we've learned and the mistakes that we made in our past to better our future, especially, I mean, it looks like the president, the person they call Trump, is signing executive orders to beat the van. So be prepared for that, and join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central. Until then, we love you, we appreciate you, and we'll see you soon. Peace.